Obviously, going back to the UEFA Cup run, there was a strong Scottish nucleus in that squad. Why do you think the national team can't transform that into tournaments?
I think it's a difficult situation. You see, you look at Celtic now, who home and always won the league easy, but they got a nucleus of Scottish players. Armstrong, Brown, Gordon, Griffiths. That spine's right, and the Ed Rangers have had that as well. But I think it's difficult for our national team because everybody's playing different leagues. One's playing the Premier League, some are playing in Championship in Scotland, some are playing in Scotland in the Premier League, some are playing in the Championship in England. Probably at the moment, we're not producing the players that we should be producing, that we have in the past. You know, we've produced some quality players in the past, and at the moment it's not happened for us since 1998. We've not been at a tournament since then, and I think it comes from, you know, I think everybody's got to have a look at themselves, not just, you know, below and above. I think in between as well has got to be looked at as well, and I think Malky coming in now could be a good thing, but I still think it's important that the national team manager, like, for instance, England, Gareth Southgate, he was keen, you know, he's keen to see what's going on below.
Uh-huh.
And it's important that him, Malky and the manager work together to see what's below and coming through. Listen, we've got good talents, but when you're playing for the national team, you've got to handle the pressure. It's a big stage point for the national team, and, you know, maybe we've got one or two that are just, you know, can't handle it, and we've got one or two that can, and we just need to find that right balance.
Why do you think you're not getting picked?
I don't know. I've never spoke to him since. The last time I spoke to the manager was we played a friendly against Fulham. And played a friendly against Nigeria at Fulham. I don't know how long ago. Was it 2 or 3 years ago? And he basically said to me, you're more of a senior player. I don't want to bring you. I want to see younger players playing. And, you know, the squad was probably roughly the same. Nothing really changed. Never any new players in, so I sort of knew to myself I wasn't going to be involved, and it's difficult, but you know, you take it on the chin and you got to move on.
So Stoke now, you see yourself finishing your career there?
Hopefully, yeah. I've only got a year left, but you know, I've been there 5 years now. It's the longest place I've been, you know, since I've been at Rangers. But I've been there for 5 years, and you know, I've loved every minute of it. Manager's good, and it started off well. And when I first went, and obviously the manager there at the time, I had a little problem and issue. Obviously, when I lost my dad, he tried to sell me in the January window, and you know, my head had gone, and I had a problem. I had was I wanted he didn't want me, and then I played for Liverpool in Europa League, so I couldn't play for three different clubs in one season. So luckily enough for me, the deal couldn't happen to go anywhere, and I fought it to the end of the season, and then the new manager come in. And you know, I've thoroughly enjoyed playing under him. He's a good manager, and you know, I've learned a lot, and hopefully keep contributing to the team.
Because he's changed the whole style, hasn't he?
Massive, yeah. He's trying to play, and but sometimes it's we're overplaying, you know, and it's still killing us a little bit. But we've got to learn that. We've got to get the mix between playing and, you know, sometimes we're going back to the old way of direct, and so we've got to try and find that balance. But no, listen, it's great to be part of a great club going forward. They're in a good position. You know, we're solid, we're never going to be, yeah, we've been in a bit of trouble this year, but, you know, I don't think we're going to be fighting a relegation battle anytime soon. We've got two good players, and, you know, the manager's good, and we keep doing what we're doing.
Perfect. So, after old soccer, what are you thinking? Managing?
I'd love to try it. I'm doing my badges at the moment, but I enjoy the media as well, so we'll see what happens. Coaching is something I do want to do, but
kids or first team?
First team,
yeah.
Or kids, whatever, whatever. Listen, you're only as good as somebody wants to get a job, isn't you? So we'll see what happens. But the media is something I do enjoy, and we'll see what happens. But still got hopefully 5-6 years to go, and then we'll see what happens.
Top man,
great.
Cheers, Charlie.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.